This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
A group of state attorneys general and the companies involved laid out key details of a landmark $26 billion settlement with large drug companies Wednesday, one day after lawyers representing local governments nationwide said they were on the verge of settling. The deal calls for the drug maker Johnson & Johnson to pay up to $5 billion, in addition to billions more from the major national drug distribution companies. Josh Stein is North Carolina's attorney general.
The $26 billion agreement will bring desperately needed resources home to each of our states to help people struggling with opioid use disorder find hope, freedom from addiction, and happiness.
States, except West Virginia, which has already settled with the companies, will have 30 days to approve the agreements. After that, local governments will have 4 months to sign on. Each company will decide whether enough jurisdictions agree to the deal to move ahead with it. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of a controversial Russian pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The two governments announced the agreement in a joint statement Wednesday and said it was immediately assailed by members of Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Moscow does that. On Wall Street, it was a positive day Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.8% at the close. The S&P 500 also added 0.8%, while the NASDAQ gained 0.9%. This is VOA News. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are consolidating their gains in urban areas.
Strategic momentum appears to be sort of with the Taliban. The Afghan security forces, though, are consolidating their forces. So part of this is they're giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population.
The militants now control about half Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, seizing border crossings, and encircling cities, with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops all but complete. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has hit back after his Republican counterpart Mitch McConnell says his party will not back a debt limit boost. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
A new showdown may be coming on Capitol Hill over raising the federal debt limit. In remarks earlier this week, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said he believes all Republicans will vote against renewing the government's ability to borrow money. On the Senate floor Wednesday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer fired back.
Leader statements on debt ceiling are shameless, cynical, and totally political.
The federal government has been running budget deficits for years, but its legal authority to borrow cash expires July 31st. An expiration of the borrowing authority could lead to the first ever default by the federal government. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II, according to public health officials. The drop, spelled out by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is due mainly to the COVID-19 pandemic, which health officials said is responsible for close to three-quarters of the overall life expectancy decline. More than 3.3 million Americans died last year, far more than any other single year in U.S. history, with COVID-19 accounting for about 11% of those deaths. The U.S. women's national soccer team suffered a shock 3-0 defeat to Sweden in their Tokyo 2020 Olympic debut. The match was personal for Team USA. The Swedes famously knocked the four-time World Cup winners out of the Olympic tournament on penalties in the quarterfinals in 2016. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.